The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I have in front of me an absolutely gorgeous book. It is called The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Irish Lighthouses, and David Hare, the creator of this tome, is with me now. David, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you.
Now, this is a beautiful book and very different in a way to the book that we talked about during COVID when I was at home and you were in studio talking about your book of Irish Lighthouses, which also was a fabulous tome. Why this one?
Well, thank you. This one is really aimed at children. And the reason we decided to do it is because when the television programmes were shown, a lot of the lighthouse keepers said to me that their grandchildren had very much enjoyed the programmes. And we knew that the programmes had been sort of unusually popular with children and young people from audience research. So we thought, well, why don't we just put some of the stories and the facts and the figures and the science and the wildlife that were in the programmes into a book aimed really at children of all ages, if I can use that expression.
Now, many of the lighthouses around Ireland, you can visit them now, and they're, I suppose, no longer vital in navigation, or are they?
Well, they are definitely vital for navigation because not only do they continue to emit lights and be recognisable by what we call the day mark, how they appear during daylight, they also hold or are the location for lots of other navigational aids, electronic navigational aids. They enable broadband to be transmitted out to sea.
So because they are at the very edges of our island in various appropriate spots.
Yes. And of course, the other thing is if power goes off a ship or if something happens and the GPS system is turned off or goes faulty, then all the electronic navigational systems that ships use go offline.
And in the case of, and we've been talking about wartime and so on, and given that the Americans would control the satellites that give us GPS,
they could very easily switch it off and then we'd all be stuck. But there was an example a couple of years ago of a ship where all the power went and it was just off the Wexford coast. They literally had no idea of telling where they were, apart from looking at the light coming from the Hookhead Lighthouse. So they were able to say to the rescue services, well, we're approximately, I don't know what the exact figures were, but, you know, X kilometres off the coast, and I can see the Hookhead Lighthouse, you know, northeast of me. And they were able to come and rescue them. If they hadn't had that, they really would have been in the middle of, well.
Now, the technology of the lighthouse, it probably appears the same. You've got a rotating light shining out to sea, but it's very different than the light that would have been shining 100 years ago.
Most of the rotating lights now have gone, and most of them are LED lights, and often solar-powered. In fact, I think almost all solar-powered at this stage. So the old romantic beams of light that were rotated just aren't there anymore, which some people find a little bit sad because they were very evocative, great sense of wonder from them. But, of course, now it's much more efficient to have a little LED using much less power, which can be powered by solar, so you don't have to take diesel out and maintain generators and things. Yeah. So there is a very good reason for changing the light.
You answer the child's questions very effectively. I mean, the questions are things like, how do you make a light brighter? And then how do you project? And the so-called Fresnel lens, which was a great breakthrough.
Yes.
What was that?
Well, I think it's pronounced Fresnel, but someone might tell us
which one.
He was a French physicist, and he was invited by the French lighthouse authorities in the 1820s to come up with a system to basically make candlelight or paraffin light more powerful. And he did this by constructing an optic out of various different prisms and lenses. And because prisms change the direction of light through refraction, we can focus the light and the beam of light becomes much, much more powerful, can be seen maybe 30 kilometres out to sea.
Now, there are some technologies that, alas, are probably not there anymore or useful. Semaphore, that's not used anywhere, is it?
I don't think it is, but I think it's fun to know how to use it. Yeah. And, you know, you never know, it might come back. I mean, if all the electricity goes, we might have to rely on it.
I mean, this is where a man has two flags, typically a man has two flags.
Yes.
And there's an entire alphabet
Yes.
By the way in which he brandishes these flags.
Exactly. And, you know, left hand, right hand. Yes, I mean, there are a huge number of combinations to learn how to spell the alphabet. Mm.
So much information. The site of the most shipwrecks, which one was that?
That's Tusker Rock. And that's off the County Wexford coast in the southeast. And it's just a very dangerous reef, really at the entrance to the Irish Sea if you're coming in from the Atlantic. And it's just had so many wrecks over the years. I mean, I think the number we don't know, but it's generally regarded as the most dangerous reef around the coast.
Now, it is called the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Irish Lighthouses. Your illustrator, brilliant.
Absolutely fantastic. And, I mean, to be honest, the words are, important, but the illustrations are much, much more important. I think it's the illustrations that are going to make people pick up the book, then they open the cover, they see the illustrations. Frankly, that's what's going to make the book succeed.
It's a gorgeous book. It's in hardcover. It's bigger than A4 in format. I don't know, what do you call that format?
I don't know.
It's the length of an A4, but it's wider by about 2 or 3 centimetres. Beautifully illustrated by Linda Farlane,
I think. Yes.
Farlane.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's called The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Irish Lighthouses, published by Gill, and its author David Hare. David, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.